I think that is what I'm dressed as today, is a slutty helicopter. Are y'all ready? I even prepared this and set it up so that y'all who are in the live stream right now can enjoy the start of this episode with me. I'm going to try to do it in tandem. Oh, God. Can I do it? 3, 2, 1.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the totally wholesome, not dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one inappropriate.
Sexy helicopter reporting for duty. I don't know if that's the sound that a helicopter makes. Ah! Hi. My life. Welcome to the 200th episode of the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. Let's see if I can remember the applause one. Nope. Wait, do we not have applause, David? Hang on. Nope. You know what's even better is that everyone who's in the live right now can't even hear what's playing in my ears as I f up the soundboard. I need to make little stickers. I still haven't done it yet. It is such a time to join. What a time to join. Now, I've had time, I feel, to prepare for this. I've let people know in advance that I'm going to be doing a live stream. For some reason, merging live streams and a solo episode of a podcast that I haven't prepared for is like very daunting, and I'm feeling a little bit nervous right now. Can someone tell me how pretty I am really quick, just so I can spread this along? And or not, that's fine. That's totally cool. I don't actually need it. I don't need validation. No, but here, okay. So this means that I've been doing the podcast for 4 years, which kind of hit me like a truck. Cause it's just one of those things that I realized, okay, I'm almost about to be, well, not almost, but I mean, almost. Because if you think about it, almost when you're halfway through the year, it's already happened. I'm 34, basically, right now. And when I first started the podcast, that means that I was just about to turn 30. Is that the correct math? So I want y'all to take a moment. And if you haven't used the code yet, TWND at getsoul.com. They're fueling me through this episode because I don't know where I'd be right now without them. Probably panicking more than I am right now in this very moment, because 4 years is a really long time. A lot changes in that amount of time. Wait, no, I would have been 30. No? Yes? I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm old now. That's the point. I have no concept of time anymore because it's moving so quickly, and I don't know where I am now that I'm at the end of it. And I know it's not the end of it because there's so much more time coming, and the time just keeps coming and it keeps flowing like water. And it's like I said before, you have to like just emulate your inner dolphin and just go with the waves, bring it through life, because you can't stop them. The tides, they are ever changing, and they just keep like pulling you in and then pushing you out and pulling you in. And you're like, is this ever going to stop? No, it's not, until you're dead, which is a crazy thing to think about. Now, a lot has changed this year, as I feel that I have addressed like many, many times. I feel like there's just been changes after changes, and they just slapped me upside the face, and that's with all my bukkake thoughts going on in my mind. And there's just been a lot. I'm kind of unraveling a little bit, but I think in a good way, it's like pieces of me that are dying that I no longer have use for, but I'm still like clinging to them because they're not like fully dead yet, you know what I mean? And I really just have to like sever But that's hard to do. It's hard to just sever things from your life and move on in different ways and see that you are not actually made of endless energy because you are getting old. And because you're getting old and because you realize how valuable time is, you want to be able to shift your focuses to the things that make your time feel valuable. Correct? I'm also addressing the live stream right now. Correct? Is this rant going anywhere? I never have any feedback until I have to like watch things back for myself later. Okay. Correct. Thank you. A little validation. So before we get too far into it, I do have to make a little announcement. It's not that. Oh God. That was insane. So, I'm a little nervous to say this because it feels like failure, but it's not. It's just changing in a new direction. So, as y'all know, I finished a book this year. Now, I had a lot of time that I should have dedicated to other things. I dedicated to that instead. But I also realized that it's not that I should have dedicated that time. It's that I'm holding on to trying to do too much of everything at once because I want to be like the best at everything. And then I end up like not being the best at anything. Now, I love doing the podcast, but there have been a lot of changes and there's been a lot of growth like on every end of it. Like, and things have just changed so much. And it's hard and it's getting harder with all the other places that I'm also shifting focus to be able to keep doing weekly episodes. So I will be trimming back. I'll be having like shorter bonus episodes for Patreon and things like that. And then I will also, you know, be having guests. And I feel that this way I'll be able to kind of like take a little more time to feel a little less stressed and be able to put my time and energy back into like really making time to do content that I enjoy and like not even just for Spicy Page, but also for that. And I feel like I've kind of pulled myself in so many different directions. So it will not be an end of the podcast. There's actually something really fun coming up that I can't talk about quite yet that I'm very excited for, but it will be pulled back just a little bit more just to make sure that I'm giving myself time to do the things I need to do. And it's not failure, it's growth. Y'all with me on that? Y'all sitting with it so far? How are we feeling? I'm so uncomfortable in the stress. Hell yes. Okay, because like I've started on the next book and I started to realize how stressed I was with all these other things, like making sure there's guests, and this way I can kind of stack stuff a lot easier and then give myself more leisure time. This is really uncomfortable for me to talk about, but I feel like it needs to be said. Because there's just been so many changes and I've taken so much more on, and it's getting to the point where like things that should bring me joy are not hitting. And this is like seeping into a little bit of everything. So even like just from creating like new content, like continuing with podcasts all the time and making sure that this and that is done. Like I don't have a huge team of people to keep, do you know what I mean? So I want to make sure that I'm not overextending myself. And I think that way I'll be able to bring better content overall and not feel so burned out, because I've been pushing. This is so weird to talk about. It feels so uncomfortable. I feel like I'm in therapy. Are we in therapy right now? But I've been pushing myself and overextending myself in so many areas that I feel just like all these threads that are like holding me together are like snapping. And I've been going so hard for so long that I need to address the burnout. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's an important thing. Like, you know, because it is this thing, and I'm always someone who like grinds and just like wants to do it. And I do want to, but now I have so many different focuses that I want to grind as much as possible in like every area equally. And I think that just like I need to admit that I can't just keep doing this like all the time. Do you know what I mean? And it is easier like when you have a co-host. And then I feel like sometimes I get like, I just get in my head and I start overthinking about, like, just life and, you know, there's something that's a little strange about just, like, and I like to do these, like, I still like to do, like, the solo episodes and stuff like that, but there's something that's a little, like, wild about sitting in a room talking to a camera and, like, that's it. Like, what? Like, and one of the things is, like, I start, like, really getting into deep stuff, and it's not that, like, there's anything that I regret sharing. I just feel like sometimes it's easier when you have people to bounce things off of instead of feeling like you're spiraling. You know what I mean? Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast. Yeah. So sometimes you need to step back and get out of your head for a while. Absolutely. Yeah. And I don't think, like, at first I was like, oh, this is like failure, whatever, if I do this. And like, I love doing the podcast, and so I don't want to feel like resentful of the time that I give to it, because I don't know if people realize like how much shit that I do to keep everything I do running. Like, people are like, oh, you don't sleep. I'm like, no, not really. Like, it's really stressful, but it's a stress that I love and it's a stress that I enjoy. But when I think about like how many years I've like grinded with camming and then with like the content and then like mainstream and this and that and trying to like push, and like, I'm still doing that. I'm like, I feel like I've earned after 12 years the right to kind of like relax a little bit. And it's not that like, that means that I want to stop doing what I'm doing by any means. It's that like, I feel like doing so much of this on my own has started to make my content suffer, which fucking hurts my soul, because like creating videos and creating stories and performing fantasies and all this stuff, it's always been something that I've enjoyed doing. And when I feel so burned out, it's hard for me to get into like that space. And then I start like getting down on myself and like doubting my ability to like ever find that zhuzh again, you know, and I keep like searching for it. I'm like, if I just grind a little harder, you know, if I just like don't sleep here, and then if I just stay up and do this and make sure all that I'm on top of all these things and get these brand deals, like, oh. And I've just been doing it for so long that I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, even I like doing a collab with MeUndies, right? But like, that doesn't, I get free underpants. Why am I so worried about like, people know who I am. And if they don't, who gives a fuck? Like, if I'm creating quality content, then the people who know who I am and where to find me will appreciate that a lot more than if I'm just like overextending myself to all these other peoples and companies and situations. Like, it's, you know, does that make sense? I don't know. I'm talking to everyone right now. I'm high. Yes, getting back to the roots. I wish I was. Yeah, but that's also the thing is like, I was like, oh, like it has to end. And then I realized it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Do you know what I mean? Like, I already have some guests booked that will like take care of episodes for like a month or so. And that way it's all stacked up. I don't have to feel like pressured to do that. Like, David can take his time with things. Like, I can make sure that stuff is working really well there, and then also have opportunities like to do more with Patreon. But like, even doing skits and stuff like that is hard now because like, I'm on my own. I'm going to have a skit with myself, actually. Actually, that's not a bad idea. That is not actually a bad idea. I have to, y'all, remind me about that. I need to do a skit where I play all of the characters. I could totally do that. Oh my God, we're brainstorming here. I don't know. Am I getting my spark back for the 200th episode? Is that what's happening right now? Because I feel like it is. This is great. Is this live only talking? Yeah. What did you think a podcast was, bro? Is this live only for talking? Yes. Recording podcast, totally wholesome, not dirty, on air. Been announced, been scheduled, been talked about for like over 2 weeks now, I think. Like, what'd you think? It's not a tit cast, all right? It's not a poon cast. It's a podcast. Podcast. What are you doing on a podcast? Talk mostly. Molly versus Evil Molly. That's a good idea. I could like have... What if I just explored all of my dark conversations that I have with myself, but in real time, and I can do like the creepy switch back and forths between me and the mirror? Ooh, that's sassy. Ooh, that sounds like a good idea. But see, I need to make the time to be able to do these, and it's hard when you're doing it all on your own. You didn't mean to offend? I did. Are you offended? It's okay. We have fun here. It's all jokes, guys. Remember, I'm a comedian. All right, so getting back into this, because I know I can't like just address the live, but honestly, if you're listening to this right now, I think there's been a lot of interesting things said so far. Now, granted, I'll give it to you. I don't remember pretty much anything that I've said, because when I say words into a camera, I just black out, and then I have to review it later and be like, damn, did that make sense? Did anyone care about that? Did anyone relate to that? And half the time, I don't know, because most people don't like leave comments or emails or voicemails or whatever. So like, I just feel like I'm screaming into an abyss. And that's good sometimes. Honestly, it's good to scream into the abyss. Y'all ever just screamed into the abyss before? Have you ever just gone out to the abyss and screamed? I challenge you, if you have not, to do it, because there is something really therapeutic and fucking insane about like being on top of a mountain and just screaming. You're just screaming. I'm not gonna do it because I'll like break the microphone and stuff like that, and I already had mic issues earlier on, but I'm just saying there is something that's very healing about just being like, who gives a fuck, and just be insane. Be fucking crazy on top of a mountain or in a fucking sewer drain. I don't care where you go. Just go and scream into it, because, oh, I'm getting turned on just thinking about it. Like, you know what I mean? Please scream into the abyss. I challenge you. That should be your homework for the 200th episode, is to go scream into the abyss. Especially if you've never done it before, then you have to. Otherwise, you're not allowed to listen to the show anymore until you scream into the abyss. It's very cleansing. And that's why, like, you go to the abyss to do it. Because if you don't go to the abyss to do it, guess what? That same shit is coming out on all of the people around you. So go scream into the abyss. Gather it all up in your chest and just... And who cares? We're all going to die someday. We're on a rock that's floating through space. If that's even real at all, who knows? Maybe it's a simulation. I don't know. Maybe in one alternate reality, it is all a simulation. You have no idea. Nobody knows. It's crazy. See? I don't remember what I was talking about anymore. Oh, screaming into the abyss. Yeah. Oh, speaking of, that was my little segue that totally got side-railed on the fact that sometimes... people do leave voicemails and emails. What would y'all in live like to experience first? Emails or voicemails? And I was also wondering, because I think I can set this up to work correctly. I think I worked it out. Would you like to do a segment where I accept live calls played through? You let me know. I don't know if DoorDash carries the abyss. Can I order the abyss on... Excuse me. I would like to know if I can order the abyss on DoorDash. I would like the priority delivery on that. I really need the abyss. Please. I need something to scream into. Can you just bring it to my house so that I don't have to do something for myself? Could you just... There's something that's so depressing, and I think about this as someone who orders DoorDash. There's something so fucking depressing about, like, just being... There's something so dark about sitting in your house. And I'm a person who doesn't do overhead lights. So I'm just sitting in this, like, dark... dim RGB lit cavern, and I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to pull out my phone. I could order anything I like. Anything I want. I could make good choices, but I'm probably not gonna. Oh, maybe I'll just tip a little extra, and maybe then they'll bump my order up. Oh, and you're driving for me, because I'm a lazy piece of shit, so I'm going to ship you really well. Oh, and every time the order is wrong, or you deliver it to a different house, or you ring the fucking doorbell when it specifically asks you not to, and then you get to keep the tip, and I am just left wondering, why don't I just go do this shit myself? It's because I'm sad. There's something that's broken, and there's something that you feed. You just feed the dark little creature while you feed yourself off of all these fucking delivery apps, because we don't want to take care of ourselves because it's fucking work, right? But then you put in the work and then you feel good about it. And then you're like, why was I such a dumb little shit before? And then you fall back into it again. It's this endless cycle. And like, so you know what you're doing to yourself. You know, go out of your fucking house, find the abyss, scream into it, heal yourself. You know what I mean? And I'm saying that also to myself and not just to you, but seriously, because I did it again. I fell into the pit. I fell into the void when I should have been screaming into it. Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Wait. The journey is just as important as the destination. I mean, the destination is sick too. But the journey is just, oh, I kind of have always hated, it's not about the destination. I mean, it kind of is. It's a bit about the destination, and the destination is death. So you want to make sure that all your other little stops along the way are better choices than the other ones that you made. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't really want to be on a journey. It's just that everyone else around you forces you into it. This is so great. It's just going to be like this whole episode is just little snippets of me doing this. Did we say emails or voicemails? Did we say that? Email. Okay. There's always some spam. I love that. I had these prepared, but since I prepared it, spam has come in. So first we have, hi Molly, just wanted to say congratulations on 200 episodes. I've really enjoyed the advice, the behind the scenes look at making smut, and of course the laughs. There have been days when I really needed a good laugh and you delivered every time. Aw, here's to 200 more episodes and beyond until you get bored of doing it. Oh, well, I just want you to know, none of that was about being bored of doing it. Just like going back to what I said about pulling back episodes. It's that I want to be more excited. Do you know what I mean? You're not mad at me. My mouth is so dry. Y'all. Oh, plenty of people have been mad at me, sweetie. Oh, I also need to point out, just so everyone knows, it's so hard for me to be here right now because I'm on my lady time, you know? And so I also kind of feel like shit. And I'm gassy, so if you hear me burp, just know that I'm human and I don't mean it. All right. I get so nervous in between my rants. Have you ever noticed that? Like, when I can't show my tits, I overthink what I'm saying so very much, and I get really stressed out. I'm like, what did I even say? Did any of that make sense? Why am I just fucking yapping? Nobody wants to hear me yap. They want to see my boobs, and I can't show them. That's why cam girl live streams are so much easier than doing solo episodes. You can just like pull out your tits and be like, ha ha ha, I'm so funny. Do you know what I mean? All right. I discovered you from Reddit Lesbians, and you've awakened something gay in me. Oh, is this a totally wholesome, not dirty podcast? Exclusive. That was terrible. I'm in a 10 plus year hetero relationship with my boyfriend, and he doesn't know I'm subscribed to your OnlyFans. Oh my. Should I tell him about you? I feel like I'm hiding a secret. I'm afraid he'll think I'm emotionally cheating on him with an internet stripper from a closet bisexual. Aw. Okay. So, first of all, extremely flattered that I was your gay awakening that stirred something in me. I'm blushing right now. But see, the thing is, damn, 10 plus years is a long time. But here's the thing. There's a fantasy. Do you know what I'm saying? And I feel like it is porn, but there is like a different element with OnlyFans. I feel, okay, so here's the thing. Would you be open to doing something here? There's a lot of ways that my brain can go with this, and just stick with me on this one. Is it something that you also want to experience with your partner of 10 years? Like, do you want to bring someone else into the bedroom kind of thing? Do you want to just have like something that's more open? Like, what is the vibe that you're kind of hoping to get from your partner? Because I think it can be presented in a lot of different ways, like especially if like he doesn't know that you're bisexual. So then that's like a whole other element of trying to like navigate that. Like, I think if he like really loves you, and it sounds like 10 years is that's a really long time to be with someone. So I feel like that's probably a conversation that you should have, not even just about me. Like, definitely I'm not like condoning like hiding a bunch of shit and just like, do you know what I mean? Cause I'm not actually in a relationship with anyone on my OnlyFans. That's just, you know what I mean? So it is kind of like a weird, I'm kind of like a weird internet mistress, that shit cray. That's wild to think about, actually. All for jokes. For legal reasons, that's a joke. Now, but I do think that it behooves you to be open with your partner. And even if that starts with the conversation of, like, introducing the fact that you have discovered you're bisexual, even telling him, like, oh, I just stumbled across this video and then I just got intrigued and it turned me on, which was surprising. So I like explored it further to see if it was like anything. And you know what I mean? Because if you approach it maybe more from that direction of like, here's something that I've discovered about myself and I'm choosing to share it with you because I trust you and I love you. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that has a much different element than just being like, I'm subscribed to this girl on OnlyFans and we're in love. Do you know what I mean? Because it's not. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? People in chat, you agree? Is this good advice? I don't know what I'm doing. I cannot be held responsible for any of my advice. This is just my opinion. That's my opinion! You guys know that meme? It's a good meme. I like that one. Because I just think like it is very important to be open with your partner, and especially like sexually. I feel like a lot of people kind of poo-hoo on the fact that like, well, sex isn't the most important thing in a relationship. It's like, but it's an important part. It's not the most important part, but there are definitely important elements to it, like things that make you feel good versus things that make them feel good, or like being open and able to discuss other interests that you may have, and having the option to be vulnerable with someone and trust that they're going to like respect you and consume the information and talk to you about it and come from a place of trying to like understand you rather than shame you or immediately get onto like some like guilt trip curve or something like that. So I think that it's definitely important to talk to your partner about the fact that you have discovered that you are bisexual, and then let the conversation like go from there about like, hey, like, does this make you uncomfortable? Like, are there things that you want to explore together? Is it just like a fantasy? I think that I can't tell you what the answer is going to be. That's going to completely come from your partner. That's why it's very important to have that conversation, especially if it's something that's not just like this little passing thing. Like every now and then you're like, it's not going away. Like, it's a thing about me. So I think that it behooves you. I've been saying behooves so much lately. I don't even know where that's coming from. It behooves. It would behoove. Excuse me. It would behoove you, dear, to take up a conversation with your partner. It would behoove. Who the fuck am I? Anyway, so that would be my advice to you. And I'm still very flattered that I was your gay awakening. All right. This is from Naman. Hi, Molly. Congratulations on 200 episodes. I've had so much fun watching the podcast. I wanted to share a funny story about when I went to see Avengers 2 in theaters. Wait, why did I say it like that? Theater. Leading up to the movie, I was reading some articles about the characters who were going to be in it. One of the characters I read about was Silver Surfer. I'm not a big Marvel head. There's only a handful of characters that I know and care about, like the X-Men, Spider-Man, and some of his villains, and Silver Surfer. When I read he was going to be in it, I got excited. So, sometime after the movie came out, I went to see it. Imagine me sitting in the theater, eager to see my guy. Half the movie goes by and he still hasn't shown up. He's going to come in for the big final battle, I think to myself. The big battle happens and still no sign of him. Where is he, I'm wondering. The article I read wasn't from some random person. It was a legit comic book / superhero site. I can't remember now which one. I cope by telling myself he'll come in at the end as like a teaser for another movie he has to. The movie ends and there's not even a mention of Silver Surfer. I even... Hang on, I'm dying right now. Imagine, like, you're like, I don't care about superhero shit at all. I'm gonna do this, sit through one of these long ass CGI fucking Michael Bay looking produced pieces of shit and wait for my guy, Silver Surfer. And then he just never appears. Naman! Naman is in the chat! Naman is in the theater! This is crazy. All right. I'm walking out disappointed. The one guy I wanted to see is a total no-show. What happened? Did the studio cut him out? Why would they do that? It's like a personal attack on you, Naman. Then something clicks in my mind. I read the article wrong. Oh no, it was Quicksilver who was in the movie, the guy who runs fast, and not Silver Surfer. I felt so dumb and I still laughed it off, thinking how silly of me. The movie itself is all right. It was one of those moments when you get hyped for something and it doesn't happen and you're just like, damn, I just got worked up for nothing. I've had so many of those. Okay. Well, he didn't say that. I said that. Happy 200th episode, and I hope you can do 200 plus more. I'll see you in the dirtbags during Zoom chat. Yes! That is another thing. Now, if y'all are in the live right now and you have any interest, after this recording is over, we will be going to Zoom chat for our dirtbag members on Patreon. So patreon.com/twndpodcast. And if you can't make this month's Zoom chat, there's always next month and the month after and the month after. So, yeah, on to the next one. I think I said everything that I was supposed to say. Y'all, getsoul.com. Use code TWND to save 30% on your order. All right, let's move on to... This is from Rick. Hi, Molly. I remember episode 1 on your dining room table, to your living room couch, to your old podcast room, to your new... I saw you do your podcast from Australia, Bali, Hawaii, on a boat, and from Laura's house. I remember your guests from adult stars, business people outside of the adult industry, individual content creators, directors, a dog or two, and comedians. Shout out to David. Shout out to David for helping you with production and other things for the majority of your episodes, or all 200 of them. Almost all of them. David started pretty early. David, shout out to you. Wait. That's not the right one, David. I'm sorry. There! Applause for Dave. Y'all, in the live, you didn't hear this, but we'll just keep going. Stop it. Sorry, David. That was a little too much applause. Like, I will give you more applause, but in my head, that was, like, really loud. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Your music video with Laura. Laura's a co-host. And special episode like smashing fruit in the desert with baseball bats, golf clubs, axes, etc. That was really fun. Fruit Smash was amazing. Oh, I miss Kay. All your different sponsors off and on. You've rarely missed an episode to put on weekly. I have never missed an episode. even when we got taken off the airways, Rick, I will have you know I have never missed an episode. What did I do when we got taken off the airways? This is this resourceful motherfucker who wants to be the best at shit, all right? What did I do? I got on Patreon. I figured out with David how to do a Patreon-only audio feed and a free audio feed on Patreon. And then moved over, never missed an episode. It happened right when we needed it to launch, and we got that shit set up. Boom. Boom. In time. So I just want you to, I appreciate your email. But I was just a little offended. I was like, I've never missed an episode. That's why it was so hard for me to decide to pull back to 2 episodes a month. Because I've never missed one. And I feel like everything will go wrong if I don't release one every week. But it'll be fine. It's totally good. It's not going to be a problem. A lot of memories over the past 4 years and 200 episodes. Let's make memories with more episodes and locations too. Keep up the work. Keep up the work. It says keep up the great work. I really look forward to your TWND podcast episode weekly. Thank you, Molly and David. Can I get a shout out since my birthday yesterday, May 29th? Yes. Happy birthday, Rick. And everyone in the chat, say happy birthday, Rick. Yay! Yay! For Rick and Rick's birthday. You are 62 now, you old fart. I love you so much. Oh, it's crazy. 62. How does it feel, Rick? I want to know. How does it feel being 62? It's crazy. Like, it's not like, oh, that's insane. But like, currently at my age, I can't imagine being 62, which I will be someday. So I just want to know, like, legitimately, this is no, like, this is not a joke or anything. I'm actually literally just curious. Okay. For those of you who don't know this, I think that I'm autistic, so don't take anything I say too seriously, because I just say the words and then they come out and I'm not trying to offend anyone. Okay, we're gonna wait for Rick's reply. But while we wait for Rick's reply on how it feels to be 62, I was wondering if y'all in the chat would like to experience the music video that I feel was one of the biggest accomplishments that the podcast ever did, as a little look back on the last 4 years. Would y'all be into that? All right, I have it ready to go. So let's... You ready? Wait. You're not ready. Wait, was it playing and I couldn't hear it? Nope. It's not playing. I set this up in advance. In advance. Output. What is going on? Why can't it play the music? Y'all. Y'all, it's broken. I had it set up beforehand. It was working. Why does this always happen to me? Why does this always happen? Every time. I don't like it. Maybe it can play now with this. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Y'all, you're not even understanding. This is like the thing that I prepared for the most. Do you understand how upsetting this is to me right now? It all worked beforehand. I tested it. And now it's just like, if you're not watching on video, go to youtube.com/@TWNDpodcast to see my facial expressions. All right, let's go.
Then my best friend, she a real nice chick, roll her own joints. She don't need no spliff in the cold plunge. She had 2-3 puffs, now she shake and she cold, but she'll go back in.
That's my best friend, she a real hot bitch, drive the boys wild. She gonna rate their dick in the late night. I know my girl's getting tips, now she's sexting, she's showing off her big old tits. Beep beep. Is that my bestie in a Prius? Fresh makeup, skin is dry, but she ready.
Do you love
bitch,
it?
She look great, set and spray
I love
in my
it.
Hand. I'm a hyper every time, that's my motherfucking friend. She be down since the pursuit in my Volvo.
This was a production,
y'all.
When we pull up to get green, got a discount to redeem.
This was a production.
We gone, laugh until we scream.
This took like 3 days of shooting. Like,
bitch, guess what?
All the and set up and everything.
Watch us
so much editing.
In the air, but we ain't gonna touch. But you know she gonna film these titties in my butt. Then my best friend, she a real nice chick. Roll her
I put so much thought into this. I had mood boards. I worked my ass off on the fucking lyrics.
Go back in.
That's my best friend. She a real hot.
I was so picky with everything.
She gonna raise their dick in the late night. I know my girl's getting tips. Now she's sexting. She's showing off her big old tits. If you need a wank, I ain't nude, but I'll film every single spank. If she hired me, I'ma spill the tea. If she down, I'ma threaten to burn her knee.
It's
and she's
so good.
Odd that I just can't take that bitch nowhere. She's jumping the bin. I said, don't go there.
Drip lotion down my back to pretend that he jacked. Got those customs on lock. Strip down and Ray cock. Whole world gotta jack off. And we making vids so you can come.
Out of frame. Bitch, let's start from one. Let's order coffee, then we'll shoot you in the tub.
Then my best friend, she a real nice chick. Roll
it's such a banger.
Joints.
You don't
she
understand.
Don't need no spliff in the cold plunge. She had 2-3 pops. Now she's shaking, she cold, but she'll go back in.
That's my best friend. She a real hot bitch. Drive the boys wild. She gonna raise their dick in the late night. I know my girl's getting tips. Now she's sexy.
So good.
She's showing off her big old tits. Ha!
Best friend, you're the highest and you know it.
Uh-oh, girl, I think your nipple's showing.
Ooh.
Back it up in the mirror, get them toes in.
It's so good.
Best friend, damn, you motherfucking hoeing.
Best friend, damn, our following is growing.
Growing.
Uh-oh, I was so sad that it didn't get the
fuck
attention
it, up
it deserves.
In the camera, hit them toes.
Because it's truly
best
a masterpiece.
Friend, you're my motherfucking soulmate.
It's truly a masterpiece. Do you understand? It's so good. Oh, God. Amazing. Amazing. I'm proud of myself for that, and I can actually say that. Worked my ass off. All right. I think that we also have some voicemails. So let's play the voicemails, and then are any of you interested at calling in to the phone number for a live call? Would any of y'all be interested in that? Do you have any questions that you want to ask or stories that you want to share, like advice, whatever it is? Would any of you have interest in that? Otherwise, I'm not going to like plan for it. You let me know and let's get into the voicemails. Because I think that it would be interesting to have like something live on the live of the 200th episode. I'm just saying. It's on YouTube. You can go watch the full music video at youtube.com/@twndpodcast. It's actually like pinned to the homepage of the podcast YouTube. And it starts auto-playing, so you can just play it over and over and over again. All right. Oh, no, this looks like it might be a Seamus voicemail. If y'all haven't been keeping up on recent episodes, Seamus's voicemails have gotten stranger and stranger, and I'm, like, a little concerned, so I don't know what we're about to get into right now. But be prepared. This is not plugged into the right thing at all. I was like, what the fuck is this? Y'all, getsoul.com. Use code TWND. They make amazing beverages. All right, start this over.
Hey, sorry, folks. If you're in Vegas.
Wait, okay.
Molly, this is Seamus.
I knew it.
Hey, sorry, folks. If you're in Vegas, don't go near Area 51. There are killer Amazonian bees here now. We already heard of this. They chase you for a mile. Sting can be quite deadly. So watch out, Molly. If they're following you, just want to get inside. That's what they said on news. Just get inside. Don't swat at them. Just take them off. They chase you even more. Indoors, you see them, call a professional. Take care, Molly. Take care.
Okay, so live chat's going to be so confused because they can't hear these voicemails. So, Seamus, I have no intention ever that I can think of in this
universe that we're currently living in. Why would I ever go to Area 51? I don't care about that at all or know where it is. And I barely leave my house. I'm not going to go like into the desert somewhere to go to Area 51. And I don't know about Amazonian killer bees, but every time that I see a bee as it is now, I already run away from it because I've never been stung by a bee. So I don't know if I'm allergic to it. And I once saw someone have an allergic reaction to a bee. And so now I worry all the time about the fact, Edward. This is not going to stop. David, run an ad. And y'all, remember to tell me where we were. We all have bad habits, and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND. Sexy helicopter has returned. Aw, thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate that. Thank you. I would show you my boobs, but this is going to go on YouTube, so here we are. Okay, so killer bees. I've never had a reaction to a bee. I don't remember where I was going with that. But anyway, suffice it to say, you're concerned about the weirdest things. Like, last week, you're like, oh, there are police. And then there was, a metal rope. And I was like, I hope they're not looking for Molly. Also, killer bees aren't looking for me. You're finding the strangest things to be concerned about, Seamus. And I'm concerned that if you're hearing all these things, like, on the news or whatever, maybe you are watching the news like a little too much. Just because not everything that you see on the news is like happening to every person that you've ever known. And also probably not me. Otherwise, I think I wouldn't be here. Like, you're also concerned that I had Ebola or something. And it's just like your brain jumps to like the craziest fucking thing at once, because you're like, I saw this on the news. It's like, well, it's on the news because it doesn't happen very often. That's why it's on the news, because they're like, this is newsworthy, this is what people want to hear about, because it's like never happens. So now we have to make it news. Like, it's not just like, do you know what I mean? Does this make sense? Does anyone know what I'm talking about? I'm just saying, please, someone back me up here, because that's crazy. Okay. So, Seamus, just don't watch the news as much. It's pretty miserable. Ew, pay puppy. Preemptively, if I happen to say anything to those who are audio listeners or who have never seen me engage with pay puppy before, pay puppy has been around much longer than the podcast, almost my entire career, actually. And anything that you hear me say to him, just know that it's well-deserved. It's been a thorn in my side for a really long time, like a decade at least. And that's a long time to just be walking around with a thorn lodged in your literal side. Do you know what I mean? So don't take it personally. Just know that he will, and he likes it, because he's a sick little fuck. Okay, now on to our next voicemail.
Hi, it's John, one of the dirtbags. I know, the mind is reeling. Two phone calls in less than 2 weeks. This is unimaginable.
I'm so proud of you, John.
It's the 200th episode, and I figured I needed to call in and congratulate you and all the other dirtbags that follow along. And, yeah, can't wait to have 200 more.
You're so sweet. Whoa, John, that was a crazy long ending. I kept waiting for like a banger at the end, like huzzah or something. Oh my God. Have I ever talked about when I huzzahed after sex? Have I ever talked about this before? Okay, so let me just say, let me preface by saying all right, so I had to learn dirty talking. I had to really learn it because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing when I first started in this industry. Like, I had no idea. I'm like, what do I say? I'm like, penis. Guys, I can't with the barking right now. This episode is so unhinged. It's actually insane. Okay, so please remind me where I was going before the dogs did their thing. Edward, I swear to God. I huzzahed during sex. Yeah. So I'm not a sexy person. I know that like the things that I do on camera have fooled you into thinking that I am like a goddess, but I'm not. That's like not me. That's like my personality. It's like the thing that I want to be, but like when it comes to actual practice of it and it's not performing, it's weird. Like, I'm really fucking weird, right? And I like don't know what to say or like what to do. So he won't care if I say this. So the first time that my now partner and I got it on, see, that's what I'm talking about. We got it. It's not sexy. Why can't I talk about it without laughing or making a joke? So anyway, I like a lot of times just kept happening. I was like, this is fucking magical. And then at the end, I was laying back. He grabs my hand and I lifted it in the air. And I go, huzzah. And he goes, what? And I go, oh, I'm crying. I go, huzzah, good job. I said huzzah twice. Two times I said huzzah. With not many other words thrown in for variety. Do you understand? How do I make porn? What are you even talking about? Huzzah. Great job. Huzzah. Fuck me. So anyway, that's how I bagged him. I just gotta say, aw. Wow. Pay puppy. You actually said something that's nice. What's wrong with you? I mean, that's kind of well-deserved after all this chat this time, but you don't get the joke? Oh, okay. Well, thank you, and we'll see how long this lasts. I like this version of you. Okay, moving on to the next voicemail, because I don't think there's much more that I can say about fucking huzzahing after sex. It's just, it's honestly disgusting. Like, I don't think I would date me. Actually, I would. Who am I kidding? Who else could? I can barely handle it. What am I talking about? Like, I could handle me. There's no fucking way. I can barely handle myself now. All right. Thought it was Catholic. What the fuck did you think I was Catholic for? The fuck? All right.
Yeah, I don't know if this is relevant or not. I just thought it'd be fun. I'm over at Monster Palooza in Pasadena, California right now.
I just got fucking laid in the bathroom.
Oh my God, I thought you were a different person when you started speaking. I thought you were just talking and then like you stopped talking and someone else started talking. I need to go back and listen to this again. And y'all, you won't be able to even hear this man's insane voicemail that I love so much. Thank you for leaving it. This is my favorite confession that I've ever received. This is the type of content that I've been hoping to find for years. Thank you for bringing it to my 200th episode. I very much appreciate you. Now let's go back and really hear it again. Because once y'all are listening to the audio episode of this, it's going to blow your goddamn mind. Okay? It sounds like two different people. We're going to go back and listen again.
Yeah, I don't know if this is relevant or not. I just thought it'd be fun. I'm over at Monster Palooza in Pasadena, California right now.
I just got fucking laid in the bathroom.
That's amazing. I just want to say I love your show. You guys are awesome. Please keep up the good work. And here's to another 200, maybe 2,000, 2 million episodes. Love you guys. Bye.
You are so sweet. Okay, so 2 million episodes, I think I'll probably be like long dead, but maybe I'll still have like an AI podcast running and it'll just like keep running forever, infinity. Edward, please, would you stop barking? Go to your bed right now. Be a good boy. Good boy. All right. So for those who are in live just listening, this man got laid in a bathroom at a Monster Palooza. Do you understand how shameless you have to be? I love that. This is like pure dirtbag. This is dirtbaggery. And I'm here for it. Like, you are like, you know what? I'm a sick fuck. I like a quick fuck, in the words of that person that nobody likes anymore. Is that what the song lyrics were? Was that Kanye song? Is that what I'm talking about? I have no idea. Because to get laid in a bathroom in and of itself is like, there's something that's inherently like dirty and grimy about it. You're just like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this at all. But then you go above and beyond and you fucking do it. And listen, bro, fist to you, because that's amazing. I'm really proud of you. And thank you for choosing to share that information with me like moments after it happened. And I appreciate your sing-songy voice of happiness because it shows like pure joy. You are so joyful after that encounter in the bathroom with whatever her name is. You probably don't even know. You fucked in a bathroom. And that's totally cool. And I'm here for it. And I hope that you both had a really enjoyable experience. And thank you for sharing that with me. I appreciate that. And that wraps it up for the voicemails. Now, do we have any volunteers to do a live call? Don't do it right now. I'm asking ahead of time if there are any volunteers who would like to participate in the live. I can do words. I know what they are. I write them, okay? Speaking them, different thing. Now, do you have a story to share? Do you have a question for me? Do you just like the sound of your own voice? What is the vibes that, like, there is anything? Y'all want advice on something? Whatever it is, you can just call and not even say what your name is. You don't even have to say your fucking name. So you let me know if any of y'all are into it. David, play an ad. All right, I am going to, let's pull up the app. Can see if this will work. Okay, so 702. Y'all, this is crazy. Edward, please do not. Don't encourage them. Oh my God, I have to go yell at them again. What the fuck? Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try Gold Show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/twnd to try it out. This is violently unhinged. Okay. Huzzah! Can you perv on my butt? No, you can't perv on my butt. I'm sitting on it. The fuck am I supposed to sit on? Huh? Huh? I'm sitting in a chair. This is not a booty stream, all right? This is me saying words and you shh and listening unless you have a question, all right? And not one of those stupid questions. All right. 702-900-6446. It is open if any of you would like to call. You just have to be the first one. That's all you have to do. Think of all I've done for you over the years. Think of how much I've shared. Oh, it buzzed and I got excited, but it's just my sprinkler. Sounds expensive. What sounds expensive? Calling a phone number? What do you mean? Do you like pay by the number? What? How do you pay for phone calls? What are you talking about? If it's a phone sex operator, then it's probably $20 a minute. But no, this is literally just live calls. But y'all are not going to do it. After spending all this time showing you my butthole. 702. I'll just write it down. We may only have one live call to end the show because then I'm going to take dirtbags to Patreon Zoom chat. It went to voicemail. Shouldn't. Oh, that's crazy. Why isn't it notifying me? That's weird. Well, on another technical difficulty. I don't know why it wouldn't tell me when the numbers are coming through. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not notifying me of fucking anything. That's why I'm confused. This is crazy. I don't understand. All right, maybe I have to look in the settings. I've never done live calls before, but it seems like... seems like it should work. And yet. All right. I have the app open one last time. Let's try it one last time. Nope. That's so weird. I can see it like actively. I could actively see it hang up on you. But there's also no notification that this is being called. Oh well. We have a new voicemail, so it doesn't matter. We're going to play this instead. And then I'm going to take everyone who is a dirtbag to patreon.com/twndpodcast for our little after party. Hey, I'm not the one who did it.
Hey, what's going on, Mo? Well, congratulations on 200. It wasn't a plan on doing the voice call. But I guess my biggest question is, how do you burn it on both ends of the, you know, wick all the time? Where's your balance? Because I have a friend who's also pretty big in the business and stuff working. And it's hard for her to get that personal life in without almost feeling guilty that she's not being as productive and putting out those things that she wants. So, like, how do you manage that? Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Peace.
Thank you for leaving a voicemail. Honestly, I feel like I talked about that at the start of the episode, which you may or may not have been here for, but it is kind of that thing that I've feel like I've been kind of like talking about it for a while without really fully addressing it. But I have been for so long and for so many years, like burning out on both ends all the time while trying to regrow the middle, which you can't do because it's a string and it doesn't grow. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it does become this self-feeding thing. And then like, also I love being busy. I love creating and I love doing a lot of different things and having so many different interests. And I try to incorporate them all into my job, because that way I can do the things and still be working, if that makes sense. Like, I don't feel like productive and stuff if I'm not like being productive. Like, I don't find myself like relaxing. Like, I don't really know how to do that because I've been operating like this for so long. It's part of the reason that I'm pulling back to 2 episodes a month with like little bonus episodes and like pre-making some content, just because like I finally did find this joy that like I forgot that I had with a lot of things that have happened this year. And then I wrote a book and I kind of channeled stuff into that, and I kind of let some stuff lapse with the pod, but I started to realize that I was feeling guilty for writing, which I don't want to do, which is why I'm trying to like make more space for it so I can still be productive on other things. And it's something that's really challenging to the first thing is like recognizing it, like, oh fuck, like I've been doing all of this on my own with the help of David, but I'm not even talking just podcasts, like just content in general, and like being on OnlyFans and like making sure that I have BTS stuff, and you know, I always forget to take selfies with people if it's not something work related. Like, everything is work, and I love my work, but I feel like I've tried to put too much into it in different areas. And then when I find something that feels like a passion, which I feel helps make me happier and then produce better content, I like have pulled my time in so many different directions that, like I've said before, I just feel like I'm already like, I'm just dust inside. And then when it comes to creating things, then I feel like, well, why the fuck, like, can't I think of like this for this video? Or why can't I come up with this idea? It's like, because I've drained myself into every aspect of all these things I want to do, and like I'm not doing well at prioritizing time. So I think it's just trying to like address the fact that you can't do it all at once, and good things, everything good takes time and effort, but you have to like make the time. And I've said it to myself before, but I mean, I feel like when you do content creation, and I mentioned this a little bit last week, but it's kind of like, it can be a very like lonely thing, and it's also a thing that you enjoy. So it's also, it's like you hate it and you love it, because sometimes it just feels so good, and or you create something that you're just so happy of, like, and so proud of, and you feel so amazing, and then the next minute it can just be like this weird dark pit. And I know this is probably not the same for everyone who does content, but that's why I think like my choice to cut back a little bit from the podcast but not end it feels a lot better than like just ending it entirely, because I don't want to do that, but I also can't keep up the pace. So you definitely have to, I always say you have to make time for peace, which is like such a stupid thing to say, but you actually do, because if you don't, no one will give it to you. Like, no one will allow you to have it. You have to like make the time and make the choice to be like, this is what I'm doing today. I'm not going to feel guilty about it. I'm doing something that is like unplugging me from this or that, or like saying no to something that I don't want to do, like taking time to really sit with your thoughts and figure. And I've like fucking preached this like I'm the fucking weird Chicago Pope or whoever the fuck he is. And you can know the right things, but it's doing it right. And I go through periods of like really doing it, and then even that feels like too much, because when you're in those happy moments, you like take on more. It's like when you make plans, when you're feeling like, oh, I'm in such a good mood, I'm happy. And then like the plans come around, you're like, oh, I actually feel like shit and I do not want to do this. But then you go do it and it's usually a good experience. And if it's not, it's a story for later. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Oh my God. I went to this party the other night and it was great because I went with my man, but goddamn. Sometimes I go to these functions and these things and I look around and I'm just like, there's nothing I could say to like anyone in this room. Ever been around people who's like, it feels like you're watching like a show, like you're an extra in a show and you're watching it all unfold around you, and people just like meld together in these little groups, and like you don't think that they all know each other because there's so many of them. How could they all possibly know each other? Yet they're all like saying like the little same things and like blending into all these conversations. Like, how the fuck do you do that? How do you just like move through like a chameleon, and then you're just like, oh, I'm in this group now. I've never met these people before, but now I'm part of this group. Like, how does that work? I don't understand it personally. I just sit there and I'm like, observe. I'm like, there's nothing I could say to you. Like, oh, yes, I actually spread my butthole for a living and tell men that they have small penises. Not all men. Just the ones who pay the most. You know what I mean? Like, what would I have to say to almost anybody? People are like, oh, why do you have friends in a social life? Because like most of my friends who are in the industry are just busy doing their own thing. Do you know what I mean? Like everyone is doing something. And that's another thing about content creation. Like you feel like when you get together, you have to like do a little bit of content. You have to at least take a photo, like so people know you're real friends. And like you are friends in a way, but you don't actually like see each other all the time because people are doing their own thing. And that's okay. But like to be like, oh, why don't you have a lot of friends? Like, because I have nothing in common. Like, I have some things in common, but for the most part, I have nothing. Like, what could I add to a conversation of like people who are in, I don't know, finance or something? Do you know what I mean? What do I have to add to that? I just like to watch them, and I'm just like, oh, it's so interesting. You know what I mean? It's vibes. I don't know. I just like, for the most part, in person with most people, it's very infrequent that I vibe. And if I do, it's like this weird, like, magnetic force just drags us together. And all of a sudden, we're like, wait, you're not normally. You know what I mean? So, I don't know if that answered your question. Hopefully it did. I kind of got sidebarred, as always. But that is life, and that is not being prepared. And I feel like, you know, this is almost kind of fitting that I'm like showing you I'm falling apart a little bit by not preparing for the 200th episode, like almost at all. And then half the things I prepared for didn't work or had a technical difficulty. Like, I'm fraying at all ends. And obviously in other years, I had things like really prepared and I had all this like these big ideas and stuff. But when you start to feel like all of your big ideas have become like squished, you're like, damn, I gotta take some time to expand them again. You know what I mean? But this has been really fun. I hope that y'all have enjoyed the 200th episode. And I do hope that there are 200 more. It'll just take longer for them to come out at this rate. Unless you're on Patreon, patreon.com/TWND podcast, because you'll also be able to find bonus episodes there. Maybe I could actually get back on the Thought Takes train if I'm not doing solo episodes all the time. You know what I'm saying? Thought Takes episodes are a little harder to come about when you're already having to spend talking like an hour, hour and a half just to yourself. You know what I'm saying? So there'll be changes, but I think they're all good ones. You can follow the podcast on YouTube at youtube.com/@TWND podcast. You can follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at thisredheadissfw. And this has been the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty podcast. 200 episodes, many changes, all of them good, all of them amazing. What an amazing time it has been. I feel there has been so much growth with not only like myself or the show, but even growth that I've seen like in Dirtbags, like on Patreon. And it's been really amazing. And it's been awesome that y'all have stuck with me through all of this and that you'll continue to listen, especially when you don't have as many episodes to get through. Do you know what I mean? Some of you say you can't watch till the next week anyway. So boom, there it is, ready to go. Leaves a little bit of mystery. Like, what's going on? I got to wait to find out more. You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be good. I'm excited. But we are going to go now to Patreon. So if you are ever interested in joining the Dirtbags, once again, that's patreon.com/@TWND podcast. Please always be leaving your emails at twndpodcast@gmail.com or leaving your voicemails at 702-900-6446. I would love for you to be part of the show. We've had so much fun with them tonight, and there are going to be many more fun ones to follow. Your homework for this week is, what should the homework be? Based on all the things that I've rambled about and blacked out through, what would y'all in the live give us a suggested homework for the week for everyone here listening. I want to hear from you. Yes, I had forgotten about that. We got back. That is a callback, ladies and gentlemen. Your homework for this week is to find the abyss and fucking scream into it. This has been the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. I will not see you Monday. Well, not this next Monday, but the Monday after that. Anyway, just come fucking listen.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one. Brush it off, let it go. Hey, baby, lately I embrace every flaw.